DeepEnglish.com. Sleepwalking. Active Speaking, Part C. There was a missile heading towards them. What was heading towards them? A missile was heading towards them. Was a train heading towards them? No, a train wasn't heading towards them. Was a train or a missile heading towards them? A missile was heading towards them. The soldiers told Mike that the missile was targeting him. Was the missile targeting the soldiers? No, the missile wasn't targeting the soldiers. Who was the missile targeting? The missile was targeting Mike. What was targeting Mike? The missile was targeting Mike. Looking for a way to escape, he decided to jump out the window. Did he decide to escape the soldiers? No, he didn't decide to escape the soldiers. Did he decide to jump out of a car? No, he didn't decide to jump out of a car. What did he decide to jump out of? He decided to jump out of a window. This didn't just happen in his dream. Did this just happen only in his dream? No, this didn't only happen in his dream. He actually decided to jump out of his actual motel room window. What did he decide to jump out of? He decided to jump out of his actual motel room window. The scary thing was, the window was closed, and his room was on the second floor. Was his window closed? Yes, his window was closed. Was his window open? No, his window wasn't open. Was his window open or closed? His window was closed. He compares himself to the Incredible Hulk. Does he compare himself to Superman? No, he doesn't compare himself to Superman. Does he compare himself to the Incredible Hulk? Yes, he compares himself to the Incredible Hulk. Does he compare himself to Wonder Woman? No, he doesn't compare himself to Wonder Woman. What does he compare himself to? He compares himself to the Incredible Hulk. If you don't know the Incredible Hulk from movies, TV, and comic books, he's a man that turns into a super strong monster when he becomes angry. Does the Incredible Hulk turn into a genius when he's angry? No, the Incredible Hulk doesn't turn into a genius when he's angry. Does the Incredible Hulk turn into a flying monster when he's angry? No, the Incredible Hulk doesn't turn into a flying monster when he's angry. What happens when the Incredible Hulk is angry? When the Incredible Hulk is angry, he turns into a super strong monster. Like the Incredible Hulk, he threw himself through the glass window. The glass broke, and he flew through the air, landing on the street. What broke? The glass broke. Did the missile break? No, the missile didn't break. Did the glass break? Yes, the glass broke. Just like the Hulk, he felt no pain as he hit the ground, stood up, and began to run. Did he feel pain? No, he felt no pain. Did he hit the ground? Yes, he hit the ground. What did he do after he hit the ground? After he hit the ground, he stood up and began to run. Did he stand up and begin to walk? No, he didn't stand up and begin to walk. As he began to wake from his dream, he was running down the street, bloody in his underwear. Was he running down the street? Yes, he was running down the street. Was he bloody? Yes, he was bloody. Was he in his work clothes? No, he wasn't in his work clothes. What was he wearing? He was wearing his underwear. Mike went to the hospital and received 30 stitches to his arms and legs. Where did Mike go? He went to the hospital. How many stitches did he receive? He received 30 stitches. Were the stitches in his face? No, the stitches weren't in his face. Where were the stitches? The stitches were in his arms and legs. The doctors were amazed and told him he should be dead. Did the doctors tell him he was very unlucky? No, the doctors didn't tell him he was very unlucky. What did the doctors tell him? The doctors told him he should be dead. Were the doctors surprised? Yes, the doctors were surprised. Were the doctors amazed? Yes, the doctors were amazed. After his incredible Hulk adventure, Mike decided it was finally time to see a doctor. Did Mike still think he was too busy to see a doctor? No, Mike didn't still think he was too busy to see a doctor. Did Mike finally decide to see a doctor? Yes, Mike finally decided to see a doctor. What did Mike finally decide to do? Mike finally decided to see a doctor. He now takes medicine and sleeps in a sleeping bag zipped up to his neck. Does Mike take medicine now? Yes, Mike takes medicine. Does he sleep in a motel bed? No, he doesn't sleep in a motel bed. Does he sleep in a sleeping bag? Yes, he sleeps in a sleeping bag. What does he sleep in? He sleeps in a sleeping bag. He also wears mittens to stop him from opening the sleeping bag when he dreams. Does he wear mittens to keep warm? No, he doesn't wear mittens to keep warm. Does he wear mittens when he sleeps? Yes, he wears mittens when he sleeps. Why does he wear mittens? He wears mittens to stop him from opening the sleeping bag when he dreams.